When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in. Calvin, the disciplined trader. Voice almost gone, but I got some information to share with you today. Now, what's going on in the simulated prop firm space is what I want to talk about today. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but for traders that are looking to use simulated prop firms, I talk a lot about that. I think trading with simulated prop firms is a great way to get started. It's little startup costs, and guess what? You don't have to put a bunch of money in the beginning, and you can really see if you're able to follow the rules and manage the risk the right way. And so it's a good way to get started. It's not the only way to get started. Some people just like putting money into their personal accounts and building that way. But what I've seen from my experience is that when you're just starting out and you have money to throw at the market, you're going to lose less by investing in the cheap challenges than you would putting hundreds of dollars into a personal account because there's no risk parameters there. But anyway, I've talked about that already. But today what I want to do is I want to talk about what's going on in the simulated prop firm space. Essentially, U.S. clients have been restricted from buying challenges with different simulated prop firms. And this is something that's happening throughout the simulated prop firm industry. Many firms that were once accepting U.S. traders are now not. And as of recently, Blue Guardian, which is the prop firm that I recommend on this podcast, they actually sponsor the podcast. I recently spoke with the owner and they had to restrict U.S. traders for the moment. It's very temporary. All right. They're working on a solution. But what I want to do is I want to talk to you from my knowledge of what I'm understanding, what's going on, and the solution that Blue Guardian is coming up with to continue to allow U.S. traders to have access to simulated prop firm accounts. All right. So buckle up your seatbelt and let's thank our sponsors. And then we're going to go ahead and jump right into today's episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, the podcast bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader. My voice is almost gone, guys, so bear with me. Hopefully, my voice will hold up so that we can get through today's episode, but I have some very important information to share with you. So as of yesterday of me recording this episode, I got word that Blue Guardian had to put a temporary restriction on U.S. traders from purchasing new challenge accounts. Now, if you already have a challenge account or if you already have a funded account with Blue Guardian, you are not affected. You can continue to trade your account as you have been, and you can continue to go about life normally as you were. All right. But for new traders that are looking to get started with Blue Guardian, as of right now, if you are a U.S. trader, this is only for U.S. traders. If you live in the U.S., you cannot purchase a new challenge account at this moment. Now, what's going on? Let's talk about this. So this has been happening across the prop firm industry with many different firms where they have had to halt operations with U.S. traders. So essentially what's happening is MetaQuotes, which is the company that owns MT4, MT5, which is how we are used to getting access to the market, right? We use this app called MetaTrader. We sign into our broker account, and we're able to buy or sell and enter positions on our phone or on our computer using the MT4, the MT4 app. So what MetaQuotes actually set out to do, they actually started this last year. They put notice out last year that they were cracking down on brokers that are not regulated, okay? And essentially, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create, on their platform at least, they're trying to create a platform that only allows brokers that actually have regulation in the countries where they serve traders to actually access their platform. So they're essentially trying to eliminate brokers that have been running away with traders' money, which a lot of that has been going on for years and years, way before I was a trader. I've heard stories about different brokers that you sign up with, you put your money in, and they run off, right? And so that's essentially what I think MetaQuotes is trying to do. Now, the issue as it pertains to U.S. traders is this, right? MetaQuotes is saying that they want brokers to be regulated, but you have to be regulated in the country or in the countries where you service clients. And so for many years, you had regulated brokers that were regulated in Australia, regulated in the UK, regulated in the Virgin Islands, all these different places. And they were servicing U.S. clients, but they weren't regulated in the U.S. of A. That's a problem. And what MetaQuotes is saying is we're not allowing that anymore. So if you are a broker and you are accepting clients from the U.S., you must also be regulated in the U.S. You just can't be regulated somewhere else, but service clients from everywhere else. We're not going to allow that anymore. That's what MetaQuotes is essentially saying, from my understanding. All right. This is just what I've gathered from the information that I've received. Okay. Now, how does that affect U.S. traders? Well, it affects them this way. Number one, for traders that have been trading personal accounts and using high leverage brokers, they have noticed that they don't have access to MT4 anymore, right? Because of this. Now, how does this affect the prop firm side? Well, guess what? Prop firms have to team up with brokers. They have to do partnerships with brokers in order to supply the accounts that we're trading when we do the challenges and when we get our funded accounts. So what's happening is, because the prop firm is open to U.S. clients and clients all over the world, the broker that they use, okay, to supply the challenge account, MetaQuotes is saying these brokers, if you're going to accept U.S. clients, these brokers that you're using, they have to also be regulated in the U.S. And because that's not the case, now prop firms, now prop firms are being forced by the broker to not sell challenges or not allow access to accounts to U.S. residents. Because if they do, they're putting the broker at risk of being shut down by MetaQuotes. And so from my understanding, that's what's going on. So what is a way around this? How do we navigate through this, right? Number one, for me personally, I'm not giving up on prop firms. You know what I mean? Even though I am starting to put more focus on my personal account, I'm going to always have a prop firm account or two. You know what I mean? Like, it's free money if you trade the right way, right? So as far as Blue Guardian is concerned, I reached out to Sean, who is one of the owners, and he informed me that Blue Guardian is already on top of it. Even though they've had to temporarily suspend access to U.S. clients, they are working on another platform to integrate into the firm that does not require MT4 or MT5 and gives traders access to trade with the firm without the restrictions that MetaQuotes MT4, MT5 is placing on the brokers in the firms. All right. And so they already have a partnership in place and they are getting ready to roll this out in the next coming weeks. So as far as Blue Guardian is concerned, and that's all I can speak of, I can't speak on other firms because I really don't know what's going on. But with Blue Guardian, they are our sponsor, and I do get information about what's going on to share with you guys. So as far as Blue Guardian, the situation is pretty much already handled. They're just making sure everything on the back end is good to roll out. And U.S. clients will again be able to trade with Blue Guardian. So definitely stay posted to the podcast. I will update you guys when it's live and when it's ready. But listen, these are the changes that every industry faces. I mean, we're talking about prop firms really started getting on the scene maybe about 2 years ago. And we've seen a lot of traders literally make a lot of money trading with prop firms, and the opportunity was hot. But whenever something is popular and a lot of people start making money, there are always going to be regulations and restrictions that are going to come into play to create some type of adversity. You know what I mean? And those that give up and run off and start doing something else, those are going to be the ones that, you know, they're going to miss out on the opportunity to just figure out what to do next and then to keep growing. And then those that decide to just stay and just wait until things, you know, until things work itself out, those are going to be the ones that are going to benefit. And that's just what it is in life. That's how it goes. You know, you have a bunch of people running towards something when it's hot. And then when it's no longer popular, people run away. They forget about it. But the people that stay on it are the people that win. I mean, look at Bitcoin right now. You know, during COVID, Bitcoin was through the roof, right? It hit 50,000. Everybody going crazy. They're saying, bye, 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 bye. And then what happened in 2022, 2023, Bitcoin went down. It crashed. I think it went all the way back down to like, I don't know, like 10,000, 12,000, something like that. Like it went super low. And then now look what's going on right now. Like Bitcoin went back up and it surpassed 50,000, right? It hit that 50,000 mark. I think it passed 50,000. I'm not sure, but it's back up now. And so all of those people, which I know plenty of them, that started selling their Bitcoin because it started going down, those people, if they would have just stayed in the game and just continued to stay consistent and brought when it was low, they would be super happy. They would be super their gains would be super beneficial right now. Those people would be super happy right now, super elated, because their gains are through the roof. And so that's just how life goes. But just want to give you guys an update. My voice is about to go out, so I better stop talking. But I just want to give you guys an update on what's going on with simulated prop firms and U.S.-based clients. This is just a part of the expansion of what this industry is going through. Trading is becoming the norm. I believe that in 10, 15 years from now, everybody's going to be day trading. It doesn't matter if you work a career, if you're a lawyer, everybody's going to be day trading to add extra income into their lives or to multiply the money that they're making. I think, you know, it's just going to be a normal thing. And so as this industry of simulated prop firms advances, these are the growing pains that we're going to go through. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader with the voice almost gone. Listen, God bless you. Appreciate you for rocking with me today. Stay encouraged. Just stay positive and just stay on your journey. Keep getting better. All things work in due time. Just believe it and you'll be just fine. All right. God bless you. Take care. And I will holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.